and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. So this is our second episode from the first. The first, we were just doing a few introductions, and now will be the first episode which we have guests. So, Justin, want to fill them in?
All right. Yes. So, but judging by the title, you guys know that today we will be talking with some of the probably best gamers we know. Personally, these guys are the best gamers I know.
So yeah, I don't know a lot. So yeah, they probably are.
Yeah, that's true. Honestly.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone, just listen up, cause I'm gonna tell you something. Okay. So introducing our very first guest. Introducing the man behind the keyboard, the monitor, and the mouse. The man who plays games in this house. The one, the only, Dodi Bernard.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dodi Bernard.
Honestly, I'd be surprised if he didn't play the computer SSI in his house. So, good to point.
Good job. Yeah, everyone. So, first guest, Dodi. Okay, moving on.
Moving on to the next question. Di mall gitu kan? Di
warnet.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next guest. He may be scrawny, and he especially ain't brawny. Introducing Patrick Clint Susanto.
Hello.
Patrick.
Let's move on to guest number three. Guest number three. He may not look the part, but he does make one-legged push-ups not look hard. The man, the myth, the legend, Neville Endra Lee.
Hello. Oh my God. What?
He's cheering for himself, just in case no one notices.
Good save.
And sorry, gue bengong bentar tadi.
So we have three guests, but then we still have another one. And finally, it's Steven Bryan. Everybody, let's welcome him.
Introduction.
That's probably the best introduction here.
Say hi, Felix.
Huh? Oh, you suruh diem tadi. Sorry.
Oh, come on. Nice.
What?
Sorry. Nice. Oh, why you do that?
Hello, hello. Nice.
My bad. Say hi, Felix.
So now we're all well and introduced. Since, right, we, all of us just got out of school right now. Right?
Yeah.
Just now I have heard some of us plan to go sleep, i.e. Some of us have decided to play games. So that brings me to a question that asks, what games do you guys play, well, kind of regularly, I guess?
Yeah. Kalau for me, regularly I play CSGO with my friends, and sometimes I play Valorant solo, and seldomly I play League of Legends.
Okay, I see. Those are very interesting range of games. What are the others? Please.
Play chess.
Bro, I will chuck into that, bro.
No. I play TFT. Okay. I play CSGO. I don't know.
So you're not gonna say Osu? Or is that like...
Oh, yeah. Osu.
He literally has a dedicated like pad for it, and he forgets about it. Uh-huh.
He plays also every like math class. So
every class for that matter.
Never.
Every existing class.
It's at least done in every class once.
And then when the teacher asks, "What are you doing? Grinding PP?" Yeah, of course. Sounds kind of wrong, but okay. Come on.
Okay, let's move on to the next guest. Neville, what about you? What games do you usually play?
I play League a lot. I play Valorant sometimes and CS sometimes. Currently, I'm playing Jurassic World Evolution. And that's it.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
Very, very interesting.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And finally, Patrick, what do you play?
I mostly play
Mobile Legends
FPS games. Actually, never mind. I only play my FPS game. No more Mobile Legends.
Welcome to Mobile Legends.
So, FPS games, name of you already. that you are actively playing right now. Just name a few, I guess.
Hello.
CS.
Right?
This dude
had like a 5-second pause and then said Valo. Like he wasn't sure to include that in or not. But I guess you guys do play together. I know that fact because I'm also in that togetherness.
I wonder what he said on stream.
I did not say anything on stream.
No, not you.
Not you.
Oh, yeah, not me. yeah, that's very bad. Hopefully, I don't get bad.
Come on,
yeah, since we're talking about daily, why don't we go back to when you guys first started gaming? Would you guys like to tell us when you guys start to play games? Or, like, what's the first game or console you guys have ever picked up?
Okay, So, back in my days,
I'm the oldest here, shut the fuck up.
What the hell? Oh my gosh.
When I was young, I used to play Crossfire, which is a FPS game.
Crossfire!
Very, most of you know it. And it was one of the first FPS game that I played, and I never played it like seriously. I just played it for fun. That's why I never was good at it.
And now you get tilted in games.
Yeah. And now I play mostly Valorant and CS:GO. Like not really seriously, but like at least I.
Oh yeah.
That's a lie. The Valorant is a lie.
To a certain level that I can compete with the others. Yeah,
if you say others, he doesn't mean us. But since we're talking about others, what about the others?
I played like PS1, I think. Mm-hmm. I had like the PS1 first when I first started playing games.
Nice.
Then I played like I played a little bit of CS1.6 back in the day.
Okay.
And like yeah. That's it.
Alex dulu juga trainnya di Zuma, guys.
Oh iya, Zuma. Oh iya, bro.
Zuma.
Makanya dia aim-nya crisp.
I don't know how Zuma trains aim. But yeah. Zuma, apparently. There you go.
My aim variety lab. Of games scares
aim
people.
Lab. Zuma, bro. Aim lab sucks. Zuma.
Zuma.
Alright, what about Neff or Patrick? What are some of your first games?
Yeah. I used to play PS2 a lot.
Okay, PS2.
I used to play like Digimon, Persona. I don't remember any of the games anymore.
Honestly, that's fair. What about you, Neffel?
I used to play there's two games in this Nokia. It's like that snake game where you eat the...
Yeah, snake.
Snake and the car, and then you have to dodge other cars. Then after that, I just started playing Nintendo. I never had a console except for Nintendo, and yeah, finally I play PC.
Okay, nice. Great job.
Good for you, man.
For y'all. Y'all are privileged. Wait, what?
Nokia.
What's going on?
I have Nokia, man.
All right, so now I also know that all of you are quite a different, like me and Felix are two years apart, and I would like to know if some of you think that age matters in skills for video games, whether let's say maybe an older person would be better or a younger person would be better or whatever, if you have any opinions on that.
Actually, it really doesn't matter. It's like, it's what matters is like how many times you have played the game, how long you played the game, and how long you practiced it seriously, or basically how long you are experienced the game. Have you experienced the game and you know the strategies? And because I've known a lot of younger kids that are below me and which are probably better or like at the same level as me, and yeah, I think age doesn't matter that much, but probably skills and I mean experience is the most important thing in game.
Okay, well said, well said. And all of you agree with that statement, or anyone has a opposing idea?
Ini kan dat yang bilang Rainadif kan dat?
Rainadif.
Basically, I mean, yeah, Dudi explained the point. But like, according to like physical traits, like for example reflex, it may differ, like affect the upper how do you say it, the upper demographic.
That's an interesting take right there. Man, it's going into the scientific side, bro.
how you eat things.
All right, like a certain situation. Yeah.
Like they have to think like clutch moments, and then they do some tricks.
Then like, again, I think that
like adults like think better.
I think that's more experience, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, I do want to know though. In all your times, you know, playing games and everything. Since we're talking on the age, would you say you would have been schooled by anyone younger than you? Is anyone younger than you have impressed you in some way?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Those Fortnite kids. Whew.
Oh yeah, bro.
How much younger have they been?
Man, I can't even build.
The youngest, which has, you know, schooled you.
I don't know. Fortnite kids, Valorant kids. Man.
He sounds genuinely pissed. Man, these goddamn kids.
Goddamn kids.
They ain't got no respect.
and he's like, what? 15? 16?
Yeah.
All right, since we were talking about physical limitations, or maybe, or like Felix said, physical limitations, I would like to talk more about the sort of a hardware sort of side. So, you guys think hardware matters, as in how powerful your computer are, how reactive, or which keyboard you have, which mouse you use, whatever. You guys can go one by one.
Okay. I'll go first. I like to elaborate more on like I think higher hardware results in like better response time. Because I've learned like there's like this YouTube channel I'm sure you all know, Linus Tech Tips.
Oh, of course. Okay,
yes, explain about the difference between 144 hertz and 240 hertz, and between also 60 hertz. So it's like 60, 144, and 240.
Right. I think I know the video. Is it the one with Shroud? I'm pretty sure
it was Shroud.
And that one does. That actually explains.
And most of them like score like basically there's. They test reaction time there between people using 60 hertz, the same person using 60 hertz, and the same person using 240 hertz. And the reaction time differs like around 20 milliseconds. 20 milliseconds. Sorry.
Yeah, 20 milliseconds.
Okay.
20 milliseconds. So I think it's quite a lot.
Right.
When it comes to gaming.
Right. I do agree.
I guess it's like depending, it also depends on the games you play. Like if you play mostly FPS, then it matters a lot. But if you play like, you for example, like you say TFT. For example, you say TFT. TFT, you don't really need that good of a hardware. You just need like the minimum requirements to play the game.
Right, that is a good point.
Mine's Sim, man.
So he says Sims.
Yes.
It's actually, honestly, it's actually pretty heavy if you're using
yeah,
mods.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually, yeah,
I've
it's
played
actually
the Sims
heavy.
And
really, I never
yeah,
played
yeah.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty,
mean,
it's pretty heavy.
Lulu.
I played the Sims it's on crazy. The Wii as well. But so now that we're kind of done in like sort of the physical or like the physical embodiment of gaming, I want to talk more about the mentality. What about any people you look up to or any inspirations that you guys have to kind of motivate you guys to keep on playing, not to keep on playing, to improve?
Yeah, any like any styles, any techniques you like to implement to your game, which are like inspired by other people, basically. So yeah, you may go, buddy.
Right.
anyone.
Always start with the D.
Yeah, always
start with the way.
You start now.
Motivation, yeah.
Or anything really, or inspiration in general.
Basically, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of inspiration, and one of them is I think there's two is TSM Wardle and Sapruza. TSM Sapruza, they're a Valorant professional player, and they play for TSM, which is a big team, and they used to come from they used to have a team called Orc Plus, which is like they don't have people who have no organization.
They recruit, right? They recruit the people.
Yeah. So basically they got a team with without a manager, and it was back in like when they play CSGO.
Yeah, yeah. I remember. It was in Flashpoint, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Flashpoint? It was Flashpoint.
And so basically they went from like a one of the like they don't have a team basically.
Right.
To one of the best team or group in NA Valorant.
Oh, I see.
I think that's like a very I mean they work hard for it. They used to be like a nobody and then they just bumped up when Valorant came out.
I mean me myself there's a lot, see. I don't really like look up to only one guy. I like,
right.
of course, like I admire all the pros, but then like, according to like skills and styles and everything, I just pick up like one from each. How do I say it? Like Kisei from Kuroko no Basket, you know, the copycat guy. Yeah, that's basically me. I just copy styles, bro. I just copy like lots of people's styles, like their gameplay. Or like how they play, how they react to specific.
That's interesting. You know, I do the same thing when I'm in Clash of Clans. You know, when I see this village with this really sick.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, nice. I'm gonna copy that wall pattern.
I'm like, yeah. Oh goddamn, David,
it's smart.
Dang, he put his X-Bow right there. All right, I'm gonna put my X-Bow right there.
Yeah, exactly, bro. That's what I mean. So yeah, in a way, I can relate, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
actually a good one.
Yeah, that's a good example, honestly. Or
like,
yeah, there's... Oh, sorry,
yeah.
Please go on.
Oh, well, like my final point is just like, yeah, it's like when I every time I try to attack someone and I fail, I'm like, oh, that's a good base.
Their base.
Can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the others, Patrick Neville?
What about the others?
For me, my friends really inspired me to do better. Like,
what a frick is this?
But I also admire like pro players. Maybe like Device from CS, Bolo from R6.
Bolo's crazy.
Yeah, it really depends on the game also.
Right, that's understandable. Damn, Bolo.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Understandable, have a good day.
Lastly, Neville, what about you?
Similar to Patrick, I'm motivated, but I don't really copy their playstyle because it's just gonna end up weird. So yeah, I have like my each game I have my own you know, like, kind of like those idols, like, wow, he's so good. Then, like, the next game, the other game, I have this other dude. And, like, in League, which is currently my favorite game, like, every champion has his own good pro player. Yeah.
Just, their main, right?
Yeah, their main. They're most likely to be a main, one pick. Trick.
Yeah.
I see. All right, since we have been talking about, like, the, you guys do bring up a lot of points about these pro players, right? I want to bring up the question, what classifies as a hardcore gamer? And obviously, those guys probably have started out as hardcore gamers, but do you guys consider yourselves hardcore gamers?
No.
Definitely not.
No, I don't play that much. I never really played by myself.
Okay, but like,
the hardcore gamers, they are really tryhard, man.
Right.
We don't do that here.
We don't do that here. We play games to have fun.
Reach the leaderboard fast, you know, like, it's like, oh yeah, next week I'm gonna reach this rank. Then, like, he actually reached this rank or actually even more. So, like, you know. Like,
If I were to separate the, let's say, the people who do it for a job, like streamers, professionals, what classifies as a hardcore gamer? I guess Nefil already brought up the first point just now. They're trying to get up the leaderboard fast, yeah. Right? What else?
Yeah, they're trying to compete like that.
Yeah, what else?
Mm.
Sort of, like, other than climbing up to the leaderboard, of course. Because, like,
I guess
when you
they
think about it...
for entertainment.
Oh, okay. Entertainment. Okay, because when you think about it, there's not really any other reasons. Because for,
yeah,
like, streamers, for professionals,
for
they kind of need to be good, right? They kind of need to
have
so, like...
Or full of content.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, like, as for people like us, you and me, there's not really any reason. You're just playing for playing, right? Like, why do you think that they want to become hard, or they're really hardcore and they really try hard at those games?
Just a level of competitiveness that, I just, like, want to get better. Like, there's no, like, reason, like, why I want to get better. It's just, like, you just want to get better at the game to, like, prove yourself, prove, like, others, or prove yourself that you can play the game. Yeah, you can actually play the game.
Mm.
I think it's not really show off, but it's, like, a pride that you kind of have.
Yeah.
All right. That's actually a really good point.
Or, you know, I do think that, like, you know, Patrick made the point that, like, you guys mainly play it for fun. And, you know, I respect that. You know, who doesn't like to play it for fun? You know, I play things for fun. And, you know, I think that the idea of fun is, you know, really relative, don't you think? Like, some people, you know, when they play really hard, that's really what they find fun for them. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but when I play basketball, I'm all in, bro. I'm pushing, I'm bodying. I don't know if you all know, I'm like...
I'm gonna check Discord DM.
Just try hard.
I'm gonna check Discord DM.
Just try hard in the court. So, but that's because I find it fun. Yeah, I'm checking it right now. That's because I find it fun. So I guess, yeah, you know.
I just want to ask. We brought up the professional gamers sort of a couple times in the past two questions. I just wanna ask, how hard is it to be a professional gamer?
How hard?
Yeah.
Really hard. That's what I just got. That's what I just want to say. Really hard.
Nowadays, the amount of competitiveness nowadays is pretty high. So, even those who's, like, really good, sometimes they don't even make it in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And... they're, like, either not scouted or for some reason just, like, not accepted, because, like, they have, like, those companies, I don't know what those teams,
orgs,
yeah, organizations, they have, like, a lot of people to choose from, so
right,
yeah,
true.
And they most likely pick those who's, like, already have played in the local
experience
sport stuff,
right?
I'm gonna add on the point.
I'm
gonna add on the point that being a professional means, like, your personality juga harus, like, have to be, like, professionally because like I have, even if you have good aim, but your personality is like, it's not toxic. That good. It's toxic, and you really blame your on your teammates. I don't think any orc will. I think they will choose like the one with
who sucks
slightly
more,
slightly worse aim, but like would have better personality.
Yeah, personality comes a long way.
So you would say that if you're trying to be a professional gamer, it's almost the same as being a celebrity. You know, you need to keep your image and everything. Yeah, yeah. Is it?
That's probably the reason.
Not really that. It's not really that. It's just the impact they give to the team.
Yeah.
So like the whole team doesn't feel
the
bad.
With a strong mental would be also.
It's like imagine losing and then your team's like, it's okay, we can do it next round or like.
You feel better. You definitely feel better. If you're going
Morale.
Yeah.
Morale. Team morale speaks a lot.
Feel fat.
Of course. Okay. You know the time that I've been immersed in this whole gaming world, you know, I found out that there's a lot of young professional gamers too, isn't there? A lot of young ones. So I do really want to know, if you do decide to become a professional gamer, would you say school is still in the option, or like you just have to drop it completely? Because they put a lot of hours, you know, into it, you know?
It is still in the option.
Yeah, it is.
I
would think that like you'll have to finish school the first, then you go for that.
You can still play, right?
It's not like you can't play at all.
Focus on one thing first, and then the other.
Like after you finish school, it's time for college. Yeah, you can.
You can not go to university.
Cannot go to university and like basically first, if you're still in like high school or like middle school, you make it as a I would say like a side hustle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a side hustle. Like, and then when you're accomplished with it, you can make it your main hustle.
Right. Like basically have a degree first, like just to secure your future, you know, like it's better to have like a
in case you don't make it, you can still have a job.
High school degree than like not having high school degree at all.
Diploma.
That diploma.
Right. Okay.
There you go, guys. You know, future dads right here. Future dads. You know, hashtag
2025.
Oh, wait, that's a 4 years.
Are you good, man? Are you good?
I guess how much paying you guys to be dads in like 2025?
Wait a minute, that's super fast.
Maybe I'm just gonna get one in 2025. You never know.
Yep.
You know, I'm making some moves, bro.
Let's stray away from this conversation and move on to the next question. Yeah. Let's move on to the next question. Yeah.
Yes.
So after that, we have a new segment which we have added into our podcast, which is called the Hot Takes Questions. Not exactly original, but it works.
They're more like unpopular opinions, I guess.
Yeah, I would say.
So yeah, they're hot takes.
In this segment, we just really get into some maybe controversial, maybe not, topics on gaming.
Oh damn!
For this episode,
I should eat. I should eat soon.
Oh, too bad. We still got like half an hour left. So anyway, let's move on to question number one, everyone. Games that pursue over the top realism are boring, such as Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, just to clarify, this means like games that kind of increase the graphic, or they try to make. To bring real life into video games, I guess.
I see.
Normally story based, so most like people who like story based games.
Yeah,
really,
depends on the story basically.
Some people say that like those realistic games are like boring, yeah, because they think like, why make something realistic when you're like literally, you know, it's like in front of your face. Like just make something like. Sci-fi or something cool like that.
That's fair. All right, does everybody agree with that? Depends on taste, or does anybody have another take on it? I mean, it obviously depends on taste. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You
think? What's your point, man?
I ain't wrong, man.
I'm asking whether you.
It ain't wrong.
Whether you
it doesn't.
Think it's
it, I mean.
I'm not asking whether.
I don't play it. I don't play it, so I don't know. I don't play it. So
I'm not Red Dead Redemption. Like, you've definitely played some realistic RPG or whatever games, right?
Oh, like GTA, GTA,
GTA.
GTA is kind of fun. Like, I mean, you don't really have to play the story. You can play it for fun with friends.
Right. What about
you? You can. Right. It's according to your imagination. You can make it whatever you want.
That's right. That's
like imagination.
What's that?
R6, Rainbow Six Siege.
That's pretty good. Well, I'm talking. Well, yes. I guess I'm talking more about like games like such as Red Dead Redemption. Yeah.
Not the graphics.
Like more like to life and story stuff like that. I'm asking. Well. Yeah, so what about the others? How do you feel about these type of games?
For me, I'm more in the action, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't really game, like. We don't play no games here.
He don't know.
I mean, like, I'm a person that don't like story games that much. Okay. Probably, like, I rarely play it. I've played like it's called like Genshin.
I don't really like it.
Is that really like a high realistic game?
Yeah, it's like a story
it's
game.
It's like an open world story game.
Open world.
Yeah, but I don't really like it, and yeah, I think I don't feel like I would like a game where you do...
live life.
Yeah.
Because you can just live life in life.
Because life is a game.
That's fair.
Because life is like a game.
That's fair.
That's kind of fair.
You got a point there.
You got a point there.
Well, okay then. If everyone already agrees, in the first point, we move on to this next question. VR gaming is bad, and having to have a screen at such close proximity to your eyes for hours, and why you would play a downgraded, barely functioning game. Version of a game that is available somewhere else is really unappealing.
Just to elaborate on the last part, like barely functioning version of a game, as in like Subnautica has the PC, the non VR version, and probably runs better than the VR version, right? I don't actually know.
No, the PC one definitely. The PC one definitely goes.
Okay, well there you go. So yeah, how do you guys feel about VR gaming?
I mean, it's still new. Yeah, you can't judge it. You still can't judge it. Yeah, but like health wise, yeah, it's bad.
Right.
Even you looking at the screen right now, it's bad.
It's still bad. It's still bad. But like,
anything with screen is pretty much bad.
Well, too bad then.
What to do?
So VR gaming is a no-no. Everyone is a no-no for VR gaming.
I'm anticipating.
I wouldn't
for
say
it in the future.
So you would
I
say?
I wouldn't say
it'll probably be good in the future. Like probably.
Yeah, it will be good.
So you'd say not yet.
You coba deh main game horror gitu in the VR alone in the dark in your house itu.
Serem banget.
Different experience, man.
I don't know, but I think one of the scary games is a scary game.
Yeah, lo mau ke Dufan tapi males, ya lo main VR.
Stuff like that, pretty realistic. You have to like twist your hand and stuff.
Right.
So, I guess I think we would all agree that immersive wise, VR gaming is pretty good. But maybe we need to wait a couple of years, until it gets a little better.
Yeah.
No, we just need to wait for some.
I think. There's a lot of experience, like it gives more like realistic experience than
more
normal gaming. Yeah,
in-depth surrounding.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're really in the game.
Yep.
Really in the game.
Mm. Like you're actually the person you're controlling.
Right, right. That makes sense. Yeah.
That is the idea of virtual reality. That is the idea of saying.
Ngapain tanya?
Alright, so the next question we have is sports. Or the it's next thing we have is battle royales are bad because you fall into a hot zone and die within seconds, and then or you wander the map without seeing anyone for 20 minutes before suddenly getting insta killed by somebody you don't even know was there.
Adding to that, destroyed by kids.
Yes.
Part of the game, when you download and you're about to play the game, you have to accept the fact that you're gonna die anytime soon, and like, you know, you're not gonna respawn after that.
We're talking about life or a game.
Game.
You have to be prepared. And you're not gonna go back. You're not gonna respawn. You're not gonna play another one. You're not gonna do another one.
You're gonna have to get out of the game, go to the lobby, wait for another queue, and wait for another 20 minutes.
Maybe that is life.
Maybe we're on this just a big battle royale now, huh?
The next round.
Okay.
For me, it's just the game. That's how the game works, and I think personally, I like it. Because like
yeah, I think I have to agree with Dodi. I've had my fair share of battle royals, and they're
mobile,
fun.
Bro.
But I would say it is more fun when you are playing with a friend, as opposed to playing by yourself.
Oh yeah, I think every game like that. Yeah.
Not really, you know.
Sherlock no crap. Sherlock no crap.
What about you, Dodi? What was your point?
I mean, it's a game where you like. You go into that game, like knowing that you will either it's like a you're taking a risk. It's like a you either win or you either lose. I mean,
that's like most. That's literally most games. That's life. You win some, you lose some.
I mean, but
sounds familiar.
Interesting.
I mean, I played Fortnite a lot, and I think that's the fun of the game. You go into the game and you just play the game. I usually don't care whether I lose or whether I lose or win. At least I do well on the game. So I think that's the fun of like a battle royale.
Interesting take.
Dude, he's one of those Fortnite kids, you know.
He's cracked.
Yeah, he's cracked.
Alright, so the next prompt or the next take we have is that gamers are generally toxic. Generally.
No, depends on the game. Depends on the community, yeah.
Some communities are really not toxic, like
most MMORPG games, like their community are so helpful.
Clash of Excel is pretty good.
Clash of Clans too.
Warframe is really good. Clash of Clans is really good.
Destiny is okay, I think.
Destiny also, there's a lot of people that help.
If you want
when you play something competitive like League. Just make sure you're making one mistake and then. Yeah, the whole game is just gonna flame you.
Just be prepared to mute the other team or just mute your random teammates.
And don't forget to report.
Sometimes report doesn't even work because the number of people who's toxic is just so much the game couldn't keep up. Like if they ban everyone, then nobody's gonna play.
BattleEye handles it all, bro. BattleEye handles it all.
Yeah, BattleEye's a legend, honestly.
BattleEye handles it all. Yeah, I wonder if Theo got banned.
right. Okay. So, the last one of segment, the last prompt is that girls can be equally skilled at games compared to boys.
Can or can't?
Can.
Girls, of course.
able to.
Totally agree.
So no sexism.
But there's people just like over.
Okay, that's kind of sexist.
Game a girl.
Is that how you would react? How you would react when there's a gamer girl?
It's impersonation, well, Patrick.
I never met one, so I don't.
Oh, you're like UMG, that's a girl. Gamer girl.
UMG.
Can I have you?
Can I talk to you for a while?
Let me sleep.
Can add friend.
Right.
Like, you're probably gonna act cool first, and then like behind the screen, you're like, oh my god.
Okay.
Good to know.
No. Seem like.
I mean, like they can compete, like competitively, but they're really good.
I would say they could. I would say it applies to the same point which we made about the younger kids, about the age factor. It all depends on the practice and the experience, I think. I'm not really a gamer.
I don't see a physical limitation of how a female can play a game well. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't think so either.
To a guy.
Right. Okay.
I don't see a physical limitation.
Right. I guess that ends our segment.
We have
a couple more questions for you guys.
Oh ho.
Clint.
Oh, ho, ho.
So one of the last two questions is what are some of the companies that you guys stay away from, like you guys dislike?
EA okay, for
EA.
Sure.
EA.
Riot probably, except for TFT. TFT is a really good game.
Riot, even though some of you
Riot,
play, like,
Riot?
Both of the game, their games.
Game, honestly. But EA kind of busted our money.
Riot should make story games. They're really good at coming up with the stories.
They're making one. Their
player roles are really good.
They're making one.
Their really champion good. Roles are really good.
You mean lore?
Yeah, the champion lores. I said
everyone has a lore.
You said role. Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone has a lore. You just have to read it pretty long. They even have a comic in the website.
Right. Okay. Anything? Any other companies, or that, what about like companies who manufacture parts or whatever?
Oh, like Xbox and PlayStation.
oh, Razer for their headphones. Actually, trash.
Razer, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. That's right. That's actually, I agree with that.
Hey, why though? Why?
Their build quality is bad.
Yeah, their build
quality is really bad.
I mean,
the design is really.
Yeah,
cool,
they're easily broken.
They're really expensive, I would
yeah,
assume.
Yeah,
of course.
Really expensive, and for the build quality, it's not worth it.
I ain't got that.
But for like, their other accessories are really good.
Their mouse is really okay. Their mouse is really
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen they're actually making masks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Like RGB masks.
Yeah, there's like RGB.
Yeah. Actually cool.
It's cool, but like...
Yeah, that looks cool.
They even made a drink, man.
Wow.
Which is supposed to be for a joke, but they made a drink.
Everybody's making nowadays. Well, yeah. I guess those are some companies people should stay away from, I guess.
Huh. Yeah. Recommended by all the dudes in this.
Gamers.
Yeah, that's okay, gamers. Don't know if you should listen to them, but why not, I guess.
What?
Cut this out, bro.
I'm already ahead of you, bro. Don't worry, bro. I it's okay. Anyways, so our final question is that any other hobbies related to gaming that's sprouted out from, well, this, well,
what?
You know, gaming.
But
like hobbies.
Other hobbies?
Yeah.
Aside from gaming?
Yeah. Or even really stemmed from gaming. Like, if you weren't a gamer, you wouldn't have known about this. And you wouldn't have made it into a hobby.
Twitch.
Okay.
Like watching Twitch.
Watching
gamers,
Twitch.
Not,
okay.
Streaming. That's okay. your thing, bro.
That is my thing.
Probably.
When you get famous, I should probably start.
Into, like, character design. Game character design. Thing also.
interesting. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that.
Very interesting.
But what do you guys? Dodi?
Hobbies.
Cooking mama then.
cooking from cooking mama.
Wait, no, it's like PC and building.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, what I've learned doing this thing called probably no one like it's like a really it's not really small but it's pretty niche I would say. It's called mechanical keyboards. So basically here we do custom keyboards. So our keyboards are customly made from the PCB, which is like the brain. If you guys don't know what PCB is, it's like the
motherboard.
And if you guys don't know motherboard,
we're gonna need that.
Go to school. Go to school.
If you guys don't know about motherboard, learn from Mr. Raja. Good man.
So from the PCB and the switches and the case, the keycaps, and basically from there we make a custom keyboard, and that's like a lot more into it, but I'm not gonna go deep in it. That's what I learned, and probably like that practice is so important. I think it's not a hobby, but it's like a lesson that I learned. Practicing really fun, and taking a break is important when you're like having a bad day or like a bad aim day.
What break? You just no limit.
Just no limit. No limit.
Sometimes I have to pull you guys back. Should we play another game? And I say no because my gut says so. And then you guys play another game and you guys lose because I beat brain.
Taking a break is important. And the first thing. That you guys should do before playing, please bring a big jug of water.
Stay hydrated. Let's go. Stay moist.
Stay hydrated.
Stay moist.
You're far from the dispenser. Go.
Not you. Stack your dispenser is only like 2 feet away from you.
Yeah, I can just like.
Hashtag get the wet.
Oh, okay, buddy.
Dodi kepleset nyampe, man. It's true.
If I just move my chair, I can like right now I'm like taking my water.
Like what I'm doing right now, Ethan.
All right. Well, honestly, guys, that's all the questions we have for you guys, and thank you guys for answering all of them. Hopefully, new gamers or people who are currently just got into gaming.
Do you guys have like weird habits you do when playing games? I'm interviewing you guys now.
Fair enough. Let's go. Answer the freaking question.
Do you guys have weird habits while playing games?
Like what?
I don't know. Like, for example, like when I play Osu, I tilt my head sideways. I don't know why.
I play better.
I'm not joking.
I'm not gonna go there, but okay, I'm not gonna say what I was about to say, but yeah.
When I play, I need a pillow behind my back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not joking. When I play, also like I tilt my head to the left a little bit, and then I play better. I don't understand.
I usually taunt them in my head. You know. I don't say it. I just have it in my head. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? What's up, man? You good? You good, bro? I'ma drop this barbarians over here, and you done now, man. Hey, fuck.
Oh my god.
It's usually just like that.
I have a balloon. That expo is gonna do nothing, bro.
What's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, man?
And you got Archer Queen. I'ma put my lava pop. Hey, wait.
What?
Yeah.
Archer Tower, you little bit. No, I'm kidding. Okay, let's move on. Next person.
Yeah, Patrick, you were about to say something yourself, Patrick.
Uh-oh. Why?
CS.
When you play CS?
Nanti kalau if you play CS, kan you kayak ngecek corners gitu kan?
Your head tilts with it, right?
No. Your whole body juga ngetel.
Yes.
I relate to when I'm walking away from the paper, my whole body goes.
Like a...
Your whole body goes.
when I jump to pick something on top, I juga ikutan kayak.
Gitu. Your head goes up, right? Your head goes up, right?
Iya, kayak, oh ada orang gitu, padahal sama aja gitu kan.
Like that, yeah, gonna help.
Terus kayak, if someone shooting at you, your body kayak coba-coba Matrix, man.
Iya. Like when there's people shooting at you and you want to move to the right, your head tilts to the right, you know?
I don't know why, it just is, man.
Yeah.
Like, too realistic. Yeah, that.
Weird moments in real life that you had while like from playing games.
Weird moments.
Yeah, for example, for me. So you know in CS:GO like you can B-hop, right?
Yeah.
No, you do.
One time I accidentally B-hopped in real life.
How do you B-hop in real life?
I don't know. I just jump.
You
just
realize
jump.
It's physically impossible for somebody to strafe jump.
Can
you cannot strafe jump? You cannot mid air.
You can strafe jump.
Okay.
Oh my god. You can strafe jump.
Next time we meet, I want you to jump forward, and then mid air you change direction to the left.
I'm not joking. No cap. I swear. No cap. I actually be hopped in real life.
Okay. Next time I meet, I want to see you jump like forward. And then while you're like in the apex of your jump,
and it's sideways,
move to the
left. Yeah. No, you can't. I'm not joking.
That's scam.
Not like 90 degrees. Not like langsung 90 degrees, kayak.
But that means
like,
you're already jumping to the left.
Yeah. Right. You have to. Yeah, that means you initially when you push yourself.
You
can say it like that.
Yeah, I'm talking about strafe jumping, which is like in mid-air.
I said like quote-unquote B-hopping in real life. Like I just jump and then like I tilt to the left and then I jump and tilt to the right, jump again.
Oh my god. That's scam.
I'm gonna
B-hop
in real life. I'm gonna B-hop in real life.
I'm not joking.
I'm going to school. I'm going to B-hop.
Look, I'm gonna pop flash in.
I have a witness, bro. Patrick's a witness.
Lu bisa nge-strafe gitu? Iya, tapi lu gak nge-strafe sampai segitu parah, Lix.
Iya sih.
Lu begitu,
Newton langit, man. I still strafe. But then, the strafe isn't that far.
Itu pocong, sumpah.
Jadi NBA player, Rich, bisa begitu.
Of course, bro.
Oh, okay,
so what are you
anyone
guys
else have anything else?
I don't have anything
else. I don't have anything weird.
One else wants to ask any
sounds like judgment
questions. No judgment.
No judgment.
Alright, but I guess if no one has anything to add, I guess.
Alright, that's it for the segment of reverse swap.
reverse swap.
And who knows? It might be a new segment.
Might be a new segment.
Actually, I have like some like tips.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Tips by Ben. Let's do this.
Try to be for like new gamers or like if you are a gamer, just please try to be like as friendly as possible if you're playing with randoms, and don't look bad on them. I don't think being toxic is the way. Even if the others is toxic, just try to.
Yeah, bro, just laugh it off.
Mungkin aja lah.
Not really laugh it off.
I laugh it off.
Yeah, I mean, people have their own way. Yeah,
it's funny.
But,
you must be the bigger person. You must be the bigger person. You know.
Actually, that's a good question. Why don't you guys ask us for like gamer tips, man?
Are you defying our question, Mickey?
Hey! I'm just giving feedback. I'm just giving feedback.
Their question, my expertise.
Come on, look.
I have done one more episode than you.
Okay lah, I become your question maker. Like you pay me if you get paid.
We're not even getting paid.
Alex fight snitch and then just make his new podcast. Make his own podcast, bro.
Yes, bro. Of course, bro. I giving you feedback. You guys don't want high.
Okay, we appreciate the feedback. You
feedback,
know.
Feedback.
Gitu dong.
We should take that in the podcast, man. That's content.
You dare question me? Okay, then, Dodi, is your tips over or you got some more?
Yeah. Always stay hydrated and fix your posture.
No, that one's fun.
Yeah,
practice.
Don't forget to exercise.
And practice, like, if you want to like be better,
be very good.
Just practice and learn watch videos to learn.
Just have fun.
Oh, there you go. Have fun, everyone.
Have fun, everyone.
I just forgot. I still need to eat.
Well, then that brings us right at the end of our podcast of this our episode. Thank you guys for listening in, and thank you to these beautiful gentlemen for being here and answering our questions.
You're welcome.
Good episode, man.
Okay, fine. Thank you to these ugly gentlemen for being here.
All right. Hey, man. Fuck you.
Hey, one of you complained. Blame Neville.
Okay? I never said.
I said
indeed.
Oh, indeed. Okay. Fine.
Okay, then. Since they decided to talk with us, you know, we'll give them some time to plug in whatever they want to, you know, because I guess
you guys
we should.
Don't want to plug anything.
I guess it's no one to say anything. We'll just give you time anyway. Start with Dodi. Go, Dodi, go.
I really don't have anything to say. Just
All right, move on.
Stay healthy. Stay healthy in this pandemic and just don't go out.
Well, I feel
there
that.
There you go, everyone. Dodi today is a dad. He's a scientist. He's a doctor. You know, Dodi's gonna become all. Dodi's gonna become all.
Yep.
Dodi gonna nasi goreng tek.
Siapa tuh yang bilang?
If no one understands this, these are just stupid inside jokes. I don't know who made those jokes, but we're just gonna move on with it.
You don't know, huh?
Okay, what about you, Patrick? Come on, let's go, Patrick. Say what
you
want.
To plug, you don't even have to say anything. Or if you don't have anything to say.
I don't have. Okay, I don't have.
Very, very, he keeps to himself. All right, next one. Neville, you have anything to plug? Nothing? All right, let's go. Next one.
Nope.
He hasn't even answered
just yet. Forget about his YouTube channel.
I casually forget
about his YouTube channel.
Okay, what about you, Lex?
What Felix?
Probably wants to go eat.
Yeah.
With Lex.
Oh yeah, he has a Twitch stream now.
No. I would like to plug Justin's stream.
Hey, let's go, gang.
Twitch.tv/ Kekranes, KKR Anus. KKR Anus.
Let's not say that here, okay?
KKR Anus.
All right, so yeah, I guess thank you for listening in, and see you guys next time. Where?
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
I'm gonna tell you something too. All right, bye-bye.
Scuffed.
Bye-bye.
Scuffed. Very. Bye, Toby. Bye, Toby.